Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mitchell Thomas. I'm coming to you today from the Downstairs Care Out There podcast. Today is the inaugural podcast for the Downstairs Care Out There blog, a blog that I've been running for a period of about 2 or 3 months now in my contribution to Foam Ed and the wider world of paramedics. So far, the blog's just got under 1,000 views, and I'm launching a podcast to try and tie in with the blog there. For those of you that read the blog, you'll know that my passions are training, mindset, preparedness, and most of all, equipment. For those of you tuning in for this first episode, I'm sorry to say it's fairly light on content. I'm just planning to introduce myself and let you know what's going on in this podcast. What I'd like this podcast to primarily cover is the transition between student paramedic to graduate on-road paramedic. What I'd like to bring out in this podcast is tips and tricks for performing simulation and getting the most out of your training scenarios despite a lack of budget. In defence, we used to often run weekly scenarios encompassing trauma care or cardiac arrest care with nothing more than a resus an and a El Cheapo cannula trainer that I made up out of some cardboard and some tubing, a bit of padding and some rubber gloves. I will cover the sim on a budget later in a further podcast that I plan to do. What I'd like this blog to eventually cover is differences in practice. I'm going to interview a couple of people from overseas and around the country and see what they have to say, how their practice is different to mine. I'll try and give a few beginner tips and tricks, things I found helpful, bits of equipment I found helpful, hopefully help you from wasting all the money that I did when I first got into the job. I'm going to help you if you're looking for a good bit of gear. I've tested a lot of it. I've tested basically everything you can buy. I've got some kind of reliteration of it in my pocket somewhere. So I'm going to give you a bit of help with that. And I'm going to talk to some students, some up-and-coming students, get their views on where they think we could be going, how their program's going, which program they're in. This podcast isn't going to have a topic in particular. It's going to be kind of a buffet of learning under the general guise of furthering your paramedic practice and furthering your general knowledge. What I'm going to cover is things that I would have found useful transitioning into practice, things that I would have liked to know before I had to learn them in a kind of a crash course out on the street. So obviously what this podcast isn't going to be is a complete paramedic education. What it's going to do is fill out some gaps that I see in my knowledge. And it'll take listener feedback, and we'll try and target it to the audience as well. If there's something you want to know, something you'd like me to find out, or something you'd like me to do a segment on, I'm more than happy to take suggestions at the comments section on the Downstairs Care Out There blog. And if you'd like to get in contact with me anytime, I'm on G+ under Mitchell Thomas. I'm also on Twitter under @JRParamed. I'd like to thank you for making it to this point in the podcast. It's been an educational experience thus far for me, just getting in front of the microphone. I look forward to hearing from anyone who has anything to say about this. The name of the blog, Downstairs Care Out There, comes from the idea that paramedics are frequently called upon now to provide interventions that used to be primarily the scope of the hospital, and that as we go along in our career progression, we could be expected to further our education in the downstairs skills and bring them out there. Thank you all for listening for Downstairs Care Out There blog. This has been Mitchell Thomas. Stay tuned. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I should have my Smack Gold episode up.